This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know how a lot of businesses had to change gears as the pandemic dug in? Same thing seems to be happening as this virus hopefully eases its way out. And takeout's a real good example. Demand for food delivery has, of course, exploded the past year, but it's almost certainly going to slow as more of us start eating out, actually in restaurants again. So delivery companies, and there is a boatload of them, are trying to find their way as consumers change their habits. Case in point, DoorDash. It's going to deliver at-home virus tests in selected cities, a big move away, one might say, from its core competency of, you know, delivering food. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
Okay, let me take a deep breath here. DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, Seamless, Postmates, ChowNow, EatStreet, Delivery.com, Caviar. There are so many delivery apps. And Tom White at DA Davidson says not all of them will survive.
You're likely to see two big players that kind of dominate and use their scale to kind of block out smaller upstarts.
DoorDash is starting to separate itself as one of those players. Last month, it accounted for 55% of meal delivery sales, according to data from Second Measure. Scaling up could help solidify its spot as the leader, because Sunil Gupta at Harvard Business School says at the moment,
consumer loyalty is not very strong, so I don't care whether it comes through DoorDash or Uber Eats.
How do you make consumers care? Maybe you become the go-to for everything. Tacos, Tylenol, and COVID tests. And Gupta says that would help lock customers into unlimited delivery subscriptions. Most apps have them. Postmates, for instance, costs $99 a year. Because forget two-day shipping.
Think of them as becoming another version of mini Amazon. Now these players can become also the last mile delivery options.
And there's another big reason why these companies are looking beyond food. David Portalatin is with the NPD Group.
I haven't become aware of anybody that's actually making any money delivering food.
Restaurant and even grocery deliveries run on super tight profit margins. But a COVID test that will cost you 100 or so bucks, that might leave DoorDash with a little more wiggle room. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.